Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
And my name is Anna.
Hey.
Hey.
It's my cousin. Good morning.
Good morning,
cousin. It feels
cousin.
Like forever since I last chatted with you.
Yes, or even saw you for that matter.
I know. So I'm glad that you were able to do the show with me. Liz had a work thing today and was already out the door, like, I don't know, half an hour ago. Getting good
with her angelic
coin. The universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got, yeah. So, I don't even know what kind of coin that was. Is it like a quarter or something? I don't know what kind of coin it is. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it wasn't from this country, I don't think.
Oh,
that was
it probably must have been from Colombia, maybe.
Colombia.
Unless she got some foreign currency in her hand that she didn't know about, in her pocketbook. But I did want to catch up with you, since, you know, we tend to be able to do that on the show. I ended up going to the psychic fair Sunday and got a reading with Carolyn, your friend Carolyn. And she's really cool because, you know, I was still kind of – when I met Carolyn, by the way, is someone that Anna will be doing a workshop with on February 23rd.
We're changing it.
Oh, you're changing
we
it.
We are changing. Yeah, we are.
Oh, the latest
we're changing it to my birthday, actually. We're going to do it on my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we've been chit-chatting behind the scenes, and so we're changing some things around. So, yeah, March the 9th in Atlanta at Harmony Place Spiritual Center. We're doing a one-day mindset marketing immersion. There's going to be a lot of stuff that happens that day. It's going to be – I think we're going to go way beyond the time that we set for that. the course itself we're going to do, but we're going to stay after and really, whoever shows up for this thing, we're really going to help them get something started. I mean, that's one of our intents, is to push the light workers to do what they need to do.
Okay. Well, good, because I was going to be out of
town
on the 23rd.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can come celebrate my birthday and go to the marketing workshop.
I could. As long as I don't have I was going out of town. As long as I don't, you know, have something crazy going on, I would like to. I was hoping to go to the one that the original date. To kind of back up, I had a reading with Carolyn, and I met her, kind of inadvertently met her, because you were meeting with her at the Big Blue Barn, and I had just gotten out of a nap. /meditation, and it was in another cubbyhole in this area where you were meeting with her, and I remember hearing her voice. I'm like, I don't know that voice, but it sounded like you guys were engaged in, you know, whatever you guys were talking about. So I'm just listening through your meeting because I'm still sort of out of it. I was really tired, but when I came back a week later, she was doing her readings. But I was coming to get a ring checked out that I bought there through the Egyptian Eyes lady, Destiny. And she wasn't there. She was there the day before, but not there Sunday. So I saw Carolyn, and just sort of, she was in between readings, and sort of made some little chit-chat with her. I was trying to explain why I was up there, not just kind of like... Because I think everyone was like, oh, you're going to get a reading. I'm like, well, I was just going to get my ring checked out. I wasn't really going to, if I had time, maybe I'd do a reading. I felt right about doing a reading. I'd do a reading. But she had said, just in that brief interchange, she said, well, maybe you just don't need to, maybe you're done with that particular stone, the stone that was in your ring. Maybe you're just done with it. And I thought, well, that's possible. I mean, I know that, you know, like if you wear hematite, it'll explode at some point when it's done. It'll just break up. And I've had that happen a few times. Well, once with a ring that I was wearing, it just popped off. It was broken. It was a hematite ring. And I'm like, I guess I was done, or it's taken all it could take, my energy. And this ring that I had, I still have it, but I'm not wearing it. It literally fell off my finger when I stepped out the door to go to the fair. It fell off my finger. So here I am thinking, it's just really loose. You know, I need to get it tightened up. And it turns out, with that brief interchange, Carolyn was like, well, maybe, you're done with that. So that intrigued me enough that I went ahead and signed up and got a reading with her. And it worked out well, because she was able to fit me in, because whoever she was supposed to do next was still, I think, in the midst of extending a reading with somebody else. So we did our little chat, and she was really cool. I really enjoyed, I enjoyed her energy. And yeah, she said, you know, let me hold your hands. And she held my hands, and she's like, yeah, but she's like, yeah, you got to take the ring off. You got to take the ring off. I'm like, okay. So, then she, you know, she told me about some stuff I needed to do. The solar plexus was the area I was supposed to be working on, and all the other, like the other stone I had in my pocket for the other old lady to kind of look at was a lapis. And she's like, yeah, as soon as I brought it out, Carolyn said, no, that's not the one. You know, you need something yellow to work with your solar plexus. And she said, yeah, all these stones are like blue stones that you have, and they're either, you know, for your third eye, which is, you know, almost overused, and your throat chakra, which is fine. You don't really need to, like, you've done a lot of work on that, on those areas, and the one area that is really calling out for your attention is your third chakra. So it's been, since then, really, it's been very quick. Like, stuff has been happening where I bought a citrine bracelet from the other jewelry lady who's there, Joyce. She's really cool. And then had a good conversation with Liz, and we had kind of continued the conversation from Monday night to Tuesday on the show. And then I had already scheduled a session with our friend Marilyn Levine yesterday. So I met with her, which is always fun to see her. She says hi, by the way. And we just got a lot of stuff taken care of, got like some clearing done. She did one of her little intuitive sessions with me. But it was fantastic. I had such a good time. And I rearranged my room last night, did a lot of cleaning. It's still not quite done, but feel really good about it. And anyway, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. But yeah, dealing with that third chakra with feelings and emotions, I've had to clear away a lot of old stuff, and I'm still doing it, but it's good. So anyway, I was glad to spend time with Carolyn. You know, the 15-20 minute reading was really good.
Yeah.
And it was nice to be able to kind of get in her energy and see how she is. I'm like, yeah, I feel good about, you know, I feel good about her. I feel good about her working with you. And I think this workshop that you have, you know, with you switching it, I'm glad I took a few of the flyers and I gave it to some people I saw in the last few days, including Marilyn, but she's like, she can't really handle the energy of the barn. So she's like, I can't do that. Right. But she said she could, you know, certainly pass it along. So we'll see what happens with it. But March 9th gives you more time to promote, and it's a celebration.
And Carol was like, are you sure you want to do it on your birthday? And I'm like, what a great gift that would be to be able to do this on my birthday. I call it a gift. So, I'm just open to the flow of things, and that's the cool part, is allowing people play. You know, it's so weird. It's like, why are you stumbling over your words now? Why now? When you've been talking so much. I've been doing a lot of just real good inner work. Working with Carolyn a little bit Tracy J, the angel love that she is, working with her, and I don't know really, like, Tracy J, doing sessions with her has been a new thing for me, and she uses a love light language to help clear blocks and things like that. So as we're working together, I'm helping her with some of her marketing stuff, and so she's gifting me as well with her work, and that's been very opening for me. And I feel like I'm going through some really healthy, awesome shifts. I've been sleeping, which is kind of the Bangalan way, right? The process of things. So, and I wake up and
Sleep. Well, you especially, you've needed, I think a lot of stuff can happen when you're sleeping. So that's good. Good stuff for you you don't have to manage.
She's opened up a couple of conversations with my angels. Right now we've identified six of them, and we'll get to three more who are going to really help me on this journey. So there's a lot going on, and if we can understand that everything that's going on is for us, it's not being done to us, and that's a big deal. I've been shifting that a lot. I mean, even in the past couple of months it's been a while. I think I've had this conversation on the air with Liz and some of the stuff that we've had to work through. I'm going to put it that way. Stuff we've had to work through and to expand ourselves and to grow ourselves, and looking at it in a way of it's done for us. It wasn't done to us. And so, bless the mess is my theme now. This is apparently how I'm working. So it is bless the mess. And because when we can look at that, those situations, even something as simple as a bracelet falling off your wrist, you know, you're like, oh God, I just can't keep it on my wrist, you know. Well, it was something that just didn't need to be on your wrist. And, you know, I understand you bought the bracelet, and there's not going to be any buyer's remorse. It's just awareness and move on. It's, you know, Carolyn and I talked about this on the show last night. It's like, it's okay. Don't continue to repeat it over and over again, because, you know, trying to understand it just is what it is, you know. Allow yourself the awareness and move on. And I think that's another thing for a lot of people. I've realized that, situations and things happen in our lives. And when we can look at it from a perspective of, you know, the gift, finding the gift and the awareness of it, how does that shift me? How does that move me into growth and expansion? And I know that, you know, I keep saying that, and, you know, that's for me, it's a reminder. It's like, this is being done. It's being done for you. Allow things to be done for you. It's okay, you know, because you're on this journey. I don't know what to call this journey. Because we're all on, you know, we're here in the physical form, but we're all in spirit. We're all, you know, source in a human body. And so many people identify it differently. But this, I wanted to call it a shamanic journey. I think at the beginning of the year, that's the word that I was using. And now it's like, it's that, but it's, you know, sometimes when you say shamanic journey, it, you know, conjures up standing on a cliff, you know, building a fire, bringing in, and that, you know, and that's fine too. We live in the 21st century, and you can still do that. Don't get me wrong. I could be in Arizona tomorrow. So, standing on a cliff where, so, I think that's the really cool part about this. I was talking to my dad this morning, and I said, it's where Source takes you. Where is Source taking you right now? For me, I've kind of got one foot in the grounded and on the earth, and the other foot is playing in the etheric. I think Carolyn and I are working on something called the Hub of Light, and it's really going to be a content-packed place for light workers to go and get information, and we're excited about it. But one of the things that I was doing something, I was sitting there, and I put a picture up on this page. It's like, we're playing somewhere between the earth and the etheric. Why don't you join us? Because I think that's where we are. And I think you get that. If you understand that statement, and you're our people, you know, it's like
right, right,
yeah. Because you know we've been. Hey, go ahead.
Back up a little bit because I don't know about the angel person you're working with. I had not heard of her before, so tell.
Tracy J. Dr. Tracy J. She was actually the last fair we did at Unity. She was right behind us. Real sweet woman.
The last fair that you and I both did, or the last fair that you did?
No, you and I both did. And I did.
Was back in like, that was almost a year ago.
She's like, I don't remember.
It was April, a year ago.
She works, she is specifically working with opening up your heart chakra and releasing for the lack of a better word, releasing the blocks that are in there. Because we do protect ourselves, you know, after experiences and events and things that happen, we're very guarded. I get that. Very, very guarded. So through using she has a light language, which, you know, as she states, we don't understand the words, because if we understand the words, we would judge. We would be using our head. So this, how she does it, and she got, you know, she's got some, you know, she's got her angel card. She's got her light language. She is just, what she does is we've been actually working on our copy, so I should know this already. But what she does is, she does everything from a heart scan to a heart reading sessions. We're kind of going through it. She's kind of putting me through the paces. She has a meditation that she sent over. I listen to that every day. I'm supposed to listen to it for 21 days. And what she does is she scans your heart to see where those blocks are. And then we start working on those blocks and releasing them. So what we've done each time, we're working on my inner, obviously. And so what we've done is identified different parts of my inner. So we're working on, I think what came up originally was, peace, intimacy, and forgiveness. And when we first think about those words, peace, intimacy, and forgiveness, we think about other people, but this isn't about other people. This is solely our own inner stuff. So, and she brings you back to that, which I love. Like, she keeps reminding you, this is your stuff. So this isn't about making peace with anybody. This is making peace with yourself. This is about what does intimacy mean for you to yourself? What does forgiveness mean for you and yourself? So the self, capital S, with the self, lower S, so source, source and who you, so it's that thing. It's like, it's a reminder of who you are. So as you get into this work, it really calls out who you are. And everything that she's calling out for me is about transformation, about really connecting with source and what I'm capable of doing. And so we're talking about things that have come up have been like great transformation. There's once I open these areas and really work on loving my heart in ways that I've not really paid attention and loved my heart before, which is your, the heart. When you stop breathing, you're not here anymore, So all that is connected. And if you're familiar with heart math is science behind the heart and talks about how the heart is actually sending more information to the brain. So the brain, the heart is where we should really come from, where most people, their thought comes out. It's like, we think about thinking, and I get that, but we're using our mind first. So there's this massive connection with our heart, and we should be very, very aware of how we treat our heart and how we, and that connection with the self. So I'm still learning. It's still an experience. We're still in the middle of this, and it's great. Like what's really coming out is that, first of all, this is my path, and it has been cleared for me so that I can move to another. You know, we talk a lot, and we don't talk about it too much on the show, but most people live in the third dimension, and mm-hmm. we kind of understand that. You know, the show, I think we started Universal Energy Radio as a place to soften the information for the masses, to help people shift. And now that we've grown, we understand that, you know, this earth right now is the majority is in the third dimension, and ours is moving to the fourth and the fifth, which is, you know, really to understand. And I truly don't understand all of it still, even through, you know, mm-hmm. taking alchemy classes and everything else. I'm still working on it, but understanding that the fifth dimension is love. The fifth dimension is moving from a place of resistance and you know, everything that we physically are enmeshed in here on this planet, but moving it to a place of peace and love. And so this is an intent for us, those of us that are in this space. And as Tracy was pointing out, to be able to do that, we have to be that. So we must embody this place of love and joy and peace and be that, so that we can be the example. And that's why, you know, there's this call, you know, light workers stand up, light workers, you know, but we're in that. So if we understand our belief and our reality of it, we're in the middle of that. So that's who we're going to be around. That's who, and I chuckle because this station started out as Law of Attraction and Inspired Action. It is about Law of Attraction because it's who you're bringing into your experience. So I could ramble about this stuff all day, but
no, but it's interesting because I don't remember that lady, but you and I have both worked with basically angel ladies recently. So yeah. I consider Marilyn that as well.
Yes.
She always talks about her angels, and mm-hmm. and she has, I hadn't seen her since before all my travels and before she left to go to Sedona, Arizona for mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a break. You know, she and her husband went out there, transformational for her. So she was talking about the fifth dimension as well. And mm-hmm. it's very interesting, the things you're talking about. Like, okay, so we're still talking about getting information the way you need to get the information. You and I have always traveled very similar paths, but we don't get it at the same time. And we don't always vibe with the same people.
Right.
And that's good. You know, I mean, like, you get really worked up about certain people, and I'm like, I don't feel that, but I feel your energy, and I know that it's good for you, it's right for you, but it's not the right situation for me. So I'm good with just hanging out, that's fine. But eventually I will need to find, you know, my people that I need to be working with and that get me as worked up as these people get work, you know, you get worked up about them. And I love that works out really well, because clearly, you know, even talking with Carolyn during that reading, I was joking about how people think we're the same person. And she said, I can totally see the energy is very similar. I'm like, okay, thanks. so it's really good to be able to differentiate ourselves. And this is why, you know, this show works for really well for some people and it doesn't for others, not for long, you know, but like they got what they needed and they're good to move on. But this is also why some people can't get into Abraham and others can. The message can be fairly consistent. It just depends on what you're open for, what you're ready to receive. And this is really, really cool. I think also same thing with Liz. We have a lot of same parallel situations. I mean, you and Liz definitely have some parallel situations. And then there are just, for us, little things for me and Liz that are parallel, but obviously happening in our own space. But, oh, did you know, by the way, I was thinking about getting a haircut. Oh, I got a haircut the other day. I'm like, oh, my God. So, like, little mundane things that just kind of, yeah, keep us chuckling because, like, yeah, we're definitely, we're kind of pinging on certain things. And it's just like a happy reminder, hey, you're not doing this alone. Even apparently thinking about getting a haircut, you're not going to do that alone either. But for you and me, I mean, that's who knows how many lifetimes we've had as, you know, as some type of relative or, you know, something closer, like we just don't know. But you and you used to joke about me being the weird one in the family from our early
age. I used to pick on you. I used to pick on you all the time, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I passed that baton on to you. So I'm like, not just me. Because you're getting it. You're really getting it. And you are attracting those people in those situations to help you expand. And the difference, I think, is that because I'm so much in my head that it's a very different way of explaining it and even talking about it. But for you, because you have this energy flow, it's very powerful. That the excitement, you could talk about ice cream, you know, you could talk about crackers and people will be like, I want to get that, you know, I want to get that, whatever she's having, that's awesome. You know, and it there's an energy behind it and a playfulness and a light behind it that, that makes it easier for people to connect in that way. Now I'll get all the nerds that want to ask me 20 million questions. And I think that's when we start changing because I'm not so much concerned about that. But it's just a different energy. It's a different type of energy. But I think the essence is still there. But how we express it has to be different. You know, it has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would be the same person. Then, you know, what kind of fun would that be? You know. It would just be me talking to
you. We all really two different people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And I think communication came up too. So I think that's my superpower is communication, even though at some point I will tell you that was not the case. But that kept coming up too. So I think it is about me and my higher self. I know that for a fact. I know that this is what's coming up for me is just, it's the stuff that I really, at some point, and you know this, because when I first started, I'm not, you know, and I even told Carolyn this too. And Carolyn said, and Carolyn's listening to us right now. We love you, Carolyn.
Oh. Hey, Carolyn.
If we wanted to ask her a question, she would come on. Otherwise, she's just in listening mode. So if you've got a question, I'm like, yeah, tell me about me. No. That's an insight. That's sort of a joke between me and Alisa because Alisa has done my numbers before, and I'm a one and a nine. As far as my name goes, and the one is very all about me. So that's been our running joke. Wait, except if it's all about me, it's okay. Right. I work on really being mindful of that. Like it's not all about me. Cause I do, I can run you over. We know that.
Oh,
right?
But see, the thing is, but ultimately it is all about ourselves. You know, it's just, can we share that space? Because you're not living your life in a vacuum. So it can be all about you and it can be all about me. And it's funny how we can like coexist and be totally cool about it. And because you'll take care of things that I have no interest in and I'll take care of things that you're like, I even noticed that. It's not even on your radar.
Right.
Then that's why it works because I'm doing my thing and you're doing your thing. But it's not like, oh, it's only my stuff. It's like I get to do my stuff in collaboration with you.
Yes.
And for you, the perspective is, you know, I'm doing stuff and she's helping me because you don't think about, it's not like you're so egocentric that it's not about collaboration, but, you know, you're doing your thing. And when you allow, this is partly where the communication comes in, when you allow for people who are showing up to show up and to see them for what they're doing and how they do things, then you allow for them to take part in whatever you're wanting to do. And then it becomes something, you know, then it's co-creating, it's doing something different. But see, your language is going to be different. The way you process or you perceive that is going to be different. Whereas I met up with somebody for lunch the other day and she was all about collaboration and I totally got that with her. And it's not just the words, it's a feeling how people are. And how they work with other people. You can't have everybody who's like, you know, you can't have two people or a lot of people who are like, oh, just do whatever you want because then nothing gets done, right? Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You need something to kind of keep it together. And usually that's somebody who has a little more of a powerful personality in terms of a vision of what they want to get done. And hopefully what they want to get done includes you. So we have to figure out that dance. Right. Because I can be on board with a lot of stuff that you want to do, but then I'm like, but then some, at some point it's like, well, it's not my thing. It's that's your thing, and my thing is this,
right.
And I'm good with that.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that, and when you talk about that, it's so true. Like when you bring people on board, understand that they're there to help with you and to co-create at the same time. If it was your idea or your creative whatever in the beginning, and you bring people on, allow them to kind of flow. And this is the thing that I've learned over the years, is allow them to flow in that. And I think that's one thing about Universal Energy Radio. We've had hosts on and off of here, you know, a lot of times they'll say, I'm so sorry, I either can't do this anymore or my schedule doesn't permit, and that's okay. We've always been real flowy about it, because this actual creation is still not even mine. It was, you know, Trey brought me on Source Energy Radio and then brought us over. When he crossed over, we created this. And as much as this, to me, this is a vehicle for co-creation. So I view it a little bit differently, because I don't view it as my, you know, it's not my station. It's not my thing. You know, I'm just a member of the group that's putting this thing together. But that, and that group changes somewhat. We have had the tripod in a way. You, me, and Liz, we've kind of been a constant on here. At the same time, we bring in all this, I feel like, very beautiful, wonderful energies and people that are coming on. You know, Pam takes a break, comes back. You know, Carolyn's on now. Pam's coming back. You know, we have a possibility of a few other folks that are going to show up. And so to me, I love this as a platform to co-create. So this is held like a different energy for me, I think. But one of the things that I've realized is, you know, I don't take it all so seriously. I've got to understand, you know, it's one of those things where I keep stepping back, looking through the eyes of Source and saying, you know, this definitely has been an interesting journey. I can't say it's been boring. You know, it's like,
right.
And a lot of the earthly stuff for me, which would really upset a lot of people, and, you know, I don't really talk about that stuff, and not just in my personal life, but in my business life, my old business. And it's like, it's kind of weird to even say that business that I was in, you know, it feels like years ago, but it was only not even a year ago. And so, and had been doing that particular, you know, brick and mortar for 32 years, and thinking to myself, wow, that just, it seems so far away now. And the experience and what I've learned from that. And even there's still some unfinished business. And in my heart of hearts, I feel like it'll get cleared up. And I, you know, I have no time limit on that. And I feel like I get that from people now. It's like, I understand, like, some people would be, and there are some people that, I'll just tell you, like, I had somebody pick up all my equipment and store it and was supposed to sell it by the end of the year and has not. And he doesn't communicate very well, and he's kind of flighty. But I feel like he's just that. He's flighty. He's very, and I've been that person at times where I've been flighty, you know, not avoiding people, but just, you know, I've got so much going on that it's overwhelming at some point. And so there are a lot of people I've done some consulting work in my industry, in the print industry. And so those people, and I was referred to by this person. And so they're contacting me going, you know, where is this guy? You know, and I'm like, you know, I don't know. And I'm not going to bug the crap out of him to find out where he's at, you know, because I know he's going to show up one day. And he's either, one, going to give me back my stuff. I'll just go get it, you know, and store it in my own yard, you know, or it'll be sold and everything will be fine. I feel like all is well, you know, I don't know. And Carolyn, maybe that's something I should ask you about. No, it's just something I'm not right now in my space. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, in front of me is my business coaches sent me a book that said, I believe in you. And I think, oh, that's all these great little quotes about motivating you to move on. And there's all this paperwork about angels in front of me. And I'm like, this is the space that I really just want to be in right now. I just really want to be in this space of love and experience the idea of that I love myself. I'm going to take care of myself. And from that point, from that perspective of allowing my heart to be in this space of peace and really knowing itself through the intimacy and also the forgiveness portion of it's okay. You know, you did throw some things on it in the past 2 years. You've thrown some things on your heart that it really, you know, it was strong enough to handle it. At the same time, forgive yourself for those for those things, you know, and it's like, and it's okay, because I've also realized, like, you know, I was beating that drum of not being able to see my kids. Well, I get to see them when I'm in town now, which is wonderful, and I love that, and they're fine. They're beautiful, and they're amazing, and when we're together, we, you know, we're not, you know, we're playing games, and we're going places, so to me, that's all that shifting now, and I think a lot of that has to do with how I shifted my own. I know it has to do with how I shifted my own energy, right? Because it's my creation. So that's the power of it when you can pivot your perspective and you can look at it in a way as, you know, nothing's being done to you. It's being done for you. And bless those people who had to do that really, really not easy work, who had to, you know, on this human plane, who had to, you know, break your heart, so to speak, or had to take something from you, or had to, you know, upset you in ways that, you know, I might not understand. And bless those people because they are here. We have this, I think Carolyn was talking about this last night, the contracts that we have with people. You know, I know I had a contract with my mom. I know I had a contract with Stephanie. You know, there's a few other people I had contracts with. And it's been validated that a lot of those have basically, you know, been cleared. So I love that. Hey, we've got somebody online raising their hand. Would you like to take a call?
Sure.
Little Goosen. All right.
Yeah.
So area code 956, you've called the Some of You Show.
Hi, good morning. Are you doing numerology?
Yes.
Awesome.
I was like, Alisa, what are you doing?
Oh, well, she can do numerology. She can do numerology too, but yeah. What's your name?
Tony, T-O-N-I. And my date of birth is 11/13/75.
Ah, okay. And what is your question?
Finance,
just in general, finance.
Yes, just in general,
okay.
I think everybody's worried about finance.
Everybody usually, yeah. Hold on. Okay. Well, Anna, I need to be chatting a little bit because I need to do some calculations really quickly.
Okay.
But, yeah, go ahead. I'm just doing whatever you're feeling too, Anna, please go ahead and interject.
Yeah, Tony, so your focus is on finance. So, and Carolyn says, 11/13, that's her birthday too.
Hey!
So, Carolyn is one of our hosts who's actually listening in right now too. So she's pretty amazing, and we do a show on Wednesdays, and she's starting her own show on Monday. So so she's just kind of new to our platform, so she's kind of getting acclimated to how we're doing things and what we're doing. But Tony, your finances, the idea in that is to ask powerful questions. This is what's coming up. Ask powerful questions, not necessarily on, I don't, like, when you use words like I can't afford, or you think in your head that's not possible, it's shifting that around and turning around and asking, like, how can I do that? Almost as if you're asking God, how can I do, you know, buy a car, buy a house, do, you know, all the, show me. because what you're doing is you're turning the words around, and instead of from a place of not having it, saying, you know, I can't afford the car, I can't afford the house, we turn it into show me. So all of a sudden, you'll start seeing different opportunities show up, and it's becoming aware of those opportunities that you can step in. So whatever your financial situation is, and I don't, again, I don't claim to get to tap into that. And I know with each and every person, probably there's a, I wish I could have, or I really want that, and I know I don't make enough to, you know, you see how it continues. So it's really looking at something and saying, I want that. Show me how to have whatever it is. So when you ask the powerful questions to Source or Universe or God, then God will answer you. And to receive the answer, you have to be in a place of joy, in a place of happiness. So it's this idea of, and I'm going to say it this way. I have a little joke that I often say, and that says, oh, I spoke to God today, and God said, when you pray, can you just look up and smile? So not praying from a place of, oh, my God, I have to do this because I don't, you know. So it's not from a place of fear or a place of lack, but it's a place of guide me, show me, because, Tony, you are powerful and you can create whatever it is that you want to create. You can have whatever you want to have. You have to be in a very a state. Your mind has to be in a state of receiving that. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I feel like I needed to give you that message. But it's really paying attention to how you're speaking about whatever it is that you're wanting to receive. And when you're speaking from a place of not having it, turn it into a place of asking God or Source of the Universe, show me how to, you know, buy this house. Show me how to have this car. Show me how to have all of the things that I want to have in my life. And find that inner peace in yourself and that joy in yourself, and those things will click. So that's the message I have for you. Alisa, what have you got?
I got a lot of numbers. So, no, it's good stuff because Anna has a way of just tapping in, and those are very fundamental things to learn, is, you know, to ask and then also to receive. For you, Tony, the personal year that you're in is a number 8 personal year. So in numerology, 8's a great number for, it's a powerful number for manifesting and for reaping the opportunities that you put into motion. So finances tend to fall under that, obviously, but it's more than that. It's looking at what the bigger picture was, what the bigger goals were, because this is the year where stuff is coming up to say, hey, is this what you still wanted? Because it's coming up. And if you're too distracted by other stuff, you may have not really looked at it for what it is. Some people think, well, I said I wanted this specific thing, and maybe something very similar came by, and you're like, no, it's not really what I want. So it's fine. It's not like, oh, you've completely missed out on the opportunity, but be aware of other opportunities. And if you're thinking more of what you don't have, as Anna has said, you know, what are you asking for, then you've already shifted your focus. So this is more about staying true to the bigger picture. I don't know what kind of goals you had set for yourself, you know, even 3 or 4 years ago. Financially, though, if this is what your main question is, then this is also the time to be, you know, I want to say taking chances, but trusting in your gut to move it forward. So if it's looking for new work, or if it's just waiting for a plan to work out and to reap those benefits I was talking about earlier, then you have to decide what are you really focusing on, and what are you going to be able to receive in that energy of maybe being a little too scattered. This month is in a personal year of an 8. It's a number 1 personal month. There's a lot of numbers going on here. So whatever was going on last month in January was may have been like where most people are thinking, oh, I'm going to start something new, and you're like, nothing is really working out right now. I can't do it for long term. Like, none of the ideas were really inspiring you in January. You weren't feeling it. And I get this because I'm in the same cycle that you're in terms of personal year and personal month. It's a, you know, 8 personal year, number one, now February personal month. So what, like, I felt a little weird in January wanting to start things and kind of getting excited about it, but then not really having the energy to follow through on that. Like, it's not quite right. Like, it's a good idea. I need to pocket that for later and do it another time. This is not the time to do that in February. So whatever plans you're wanting to do, you can start them in earnest now and kind of feel energized. Particularly, I don't know if it's for you, but for me, with this new year, the Chinese New Year, which happened two days ago, that feels a little more like, okay, I've gotten out of my rut, so to speak, and I'm ready to move it forward, and I'm open. I'm really looking at what are the opportunities here. So feeling a little more energized and feeling more focused on what you want to do rather than trying to fit in what everyone else was doing last month and thinking I should have all these things already. It's finding your stride and realizing, okay, I've got some good things going on here. So financially, I don't know, you're a Scorpio, so you've got some plans. So I don't know if it's one particular thing you're looking for, or just looking for another stream of revenue, or making some big changes. I'm not sure.
I'm wanting to buy a home.
Ah.
But I gave myself all this year to kind of get my finances in shape, and then towards the end of the year, maybe kind of or mid year to start looking. You know, like applying and see, okay, am I approved? What is it that I need to get approved to get that?
Right. So you see that there are these like steps and these processes that you have to just do. And it's not like, you know, a spiritual understanding of it. You just have to know what they are. But the energy behind it is not being so fearful of it. And just realizing, you know what, I'm going to get the information I need. Like someone tells you you need these things to make a pie, you're not going to freak out. You get the ingredients. If that's the pie you want, you make that pie. But you have to know, you know, you have to just do a little bit of your due diligence and trust that you have the wits to do it. It's the intelligence. It's the determination. And it's this true desire. Like, this is really what I want to do. And it's not necessarily about failing, right? Because if they tell you no, they'll tell you why. And there's a way if you know why, then there's not this mystery of, oh, it's because of my bad person, or, you know, they didn't like me. It's pretty straightforward, you know? So it's a bigger plan. So just take your steps, take it easy in terms of, you know, being so hard on yourself for it. Just let it flow and say, I got this. You know, I've been working towards this. It's something that it's important for me. And you will get the help you need. You have to be able to receive it. And you have to be in the mindset as well to know, you know, it's not the noise from outside. It's like, I just need to figure this stuff out. Or the noise from inside your head, for that matter. Just take the steps. Get the help that you need. If you have questions, then there are people who are more than happy to answer. You know, this is what you need to do. Make sure they're reputable. You know, trust your gut on that. You know, don't just take any old person's, you know, take the information, but, you know, sift through it and sort through that. But the way to get that, you just said you need to get your finances in order. So that's what you're going to continue doing, and do it in a form in this mindset of it's inspiring you to do it, not the fear if you don't get it done, something bad's going to happen to you, because that's not the case. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being energized to do this and to take those steps, because anything we want to do, there's always going to be little steps you have to take, and some of it may not be that glamorous, and if it feels overwhelming, that's when you ask for help to get it together. And you've got that. You have people that want to help you, even if you don't know who they are yet. You have to ask to be able to receive it, you know.
Now, Tony, have you purchased a home before?
When I was married, I had purchased a home. I know it's a lot of little ends here and there, but this time I'm wanting to do it on my own. So
sure.
I don't want I don't want a 30-year mortgage. I was figured I want a 25 or 20-year mortgage. So I actually thought about going and applying for one. That way they could tell me, okay, right now you're not able to because I need you to work on this and this and this, take care of this and this and this. That way I can, I mean, all this time I have this year or 6 months or this 12 months, and that way that should be suffice time to where if I apply again, that.
Yeah. Well, here's what you can do. You can actually, if you want to, I don't know who you bank with, but you can go into your bank and you can talk to them about your goals. And they can sit down with you and they can tell you if you would be approved. Also, if you're approved, instead of looking at what you need to, you know, they're going to tell you what documentation that you need. If you're approved, they're going to tell you how much of a mortgage you can have. And then that way you can go out and start looking. And I would still continue to look at homes, even though, you know, even if you don't do that. But that's a reputable person that you can go talk to is your bank, the bank that you currently bank with right now. So there are people out there who will help you. I know there are other loan people out there that will do the same thing. I mean, you know, if you go to something online called LendingTree, they will actually plug all your information in and find a bank that will help you with a mortgage. So that's another opportunity right there. And if you're not sure and you want to find somebody that you trust, I would go into your current bank and talk with them and share your goals with them, and then they can help you.
I have gone through. They have programs that they help you, like for single parents. So
yeah.
Those are the ones that I'm going to try to look under.
That's fine.
You know, the ones that give you, like, they help you with the down payment and first-time home buyers.
They'll give you incentives. Yeah. Yep. See, and when you do that, you can, and again, your bank still may be able to give you that information as well and help you. So you've already got people on your side. It's using those tools to get the question answers and go in with a vision of what it is that you want instead of, you know, oh, they're going to tell me no. Go in with a yes and have a vision of the home. You know, even carry a picture of that home with you so that you can look at it. You know, put a small one in your purse. You know, carry it with you so that you constantly are seeing that. Because you know, I want to keep reiterating, you're powerful and you create. So if you constantly remind yourself, this is my goal, and then I just chuckle because I say, watch what happens. Watch the opportunities that show up. Because, you know, I'm talking traditional mortgage. There could be something totally different that shows up. Because there are several ways to buy home. So, you know, just be open to what shows up for you. Oh, Alisa, I know
Thank
I interrupted
you.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. Alisa?
No, that's good. I mean, what's interesting is, you know, Anna's the one that knows about buying homes. I don't like purchasing homes. So that's perfect. That's very practical advice. So that it's not like, you know,
from
it's not all woo woo.
My homeownership knowledge.
right.
Yeah.
So you've given yourself a good timeline. It's not like I got to buy a house, you know, by the end of the month. You're giving yourself the time because you know it takes time. That's all. And
it does.
Yeah, it's just being patient with yourself and as Anna said, using the tools that you already have. I mean, you have them. A lot of times, in theory, we know what to do. We just want it to happen faster somehow by some miracle. We want to have it happen faster, but there's a whole process. This is partly it's partly for you to continue gaining confidence in yourself that you can take care of the things that you need to take care of. So this is not just about getting the home. I mean, the home is important. It's about establishing yourself and you know, you're like kind of putting on your big girl panties and saying, I'm taking care of this. This is my home. It's not dependent on anybody else. It's me. And there's going to be a great sense of accomplishment in navigating that process because it can be very scary and daunting. But
everybody is able to do it. Well, not everybody. Not everybody is able to do it well, but you're going to figure out a lot of stuff about yourself, and you're going to be facing some of the fears you may have. But what's really good is there are people who are going to be helping you along the way if you ask for it and be open to those answers. So.
Well, let's see how it goes. I think I'll be fine. I'm going to start the process. Just see what they tell me.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what they have to
offer. When you have to take a moment for yourself, do that, and just get yourself settled into this is a big goal of mine. I'm excited about it. Get yourself worked up about it, and then when you have to do like the everyday stuff, like getting your paperwork in order, crunching numbers, all that kind of stuff, you're going to work from that energy of feeling like, wow, it's worth it, rather than, man, what a chore. It's like, yeah, think about it. It's worth it. It's worth it for me to go through this and to get it sorted out, because no one else is going to do it for you. No one else has that information. You got it. You have it. You just need help getting it put together. But get it together. You can do it. And once you are able to take this process, anything else you have to do will be just as easy. You can know how to break it down. You can break it down to smaller things and just to get it done. Because I see, obviously you got your kids. You got stuff. You have stuff going on. I'm not asking you to be superwoman, but what you are is prioritizing the things that are really important for you and your family. And this is one of those steps.
Yes. I rather own a home. I do rent. So I was like, rent is becoming more expensive than mortgage nowadays.
Yeah, it can be.
It's just really, I was like, I'd rather pay $200 less and it's mine.
Right.
There's a little hint there too. When you do get your mortgage and you do have your home, each month, if you can add $100 to your mortgage, you'd be surprised at how fast you pay it down. So I did a 15-year mortgage in 14 years. So you do it quickly and it's done. So you can do it, Tony. I feel that in you. You're very motivated, and you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I would go chat with the bank and, or a mortgage broker. That's really what you're looking for. And find out. To me, I feel like it's not that you can't have a house. It's how much of a house they're going to put you in, how much they're going to give you.
I'm real like, I don't want to live just in a rundown house either, because if that depends if focus upon a home, if you have to do a renovation. And, I want to...
I understand that.
A little bit of a modern home.
Yeah.
I'll settle for a little fixer-upper that does not have much, but, if they see that if it has too much, then it's not even worth what you're paying for.
Yep.
You'll end up
You've got
higher...
this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
you.
Well, good luck to you. Yeah.
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you. Keep us posted.
Yeah, let us know.
Thank you. I will. Thank you very much.
Take
care,
Tony.
Have a great day.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love it.
Home people. I feel remiss here. We actually had somebody in the chat room. She's back in. I think it's a she. Yeah. Asking a question. I'd like to ask, what's the deal with male coworker? Please, I don't know what that is. At times he says hi to me, and at times he just ignores and avoids me, and I have a birth date. Sandia. So it's a Leo asking a question. I don't know what you're picking up on there, Anna, if you pick up on anything.
It's because they're trying to get in your space, and you don't like that. That's what it is now. I think that's the thing. And I'm not saying, I don't do, just because, but I know a bunch of Leos, and I like Leos. I do. And I know that there are people who are going to rub them the wrong way. It's like, in its specific characteristics, it could be, maybe he's a little too much energy there, a little too much going on. So
I don't know, you know, again, the situation, but
that what you said though seemed to make sense. He's in your space, you know,
in your space. Yeah, it's your den.
Yeah.
You're the Leo. It's your den, and you're just like you've got way too much of your stuff in my den. You need to back off. Yeah. And it could be very much if he's in your space. Maybe there, for him, there's an attraction there. I don't know if there's an attraction for you, but mm-hmm. you know, maybe that's it. He just you know, Leos are natural leaders. And so as a natural leader, you stand out. And so people are attracted to that energy. So you can't squelch that energy down because it's innately who you are. So know mm-hmm. that people are going to be attracted to that energy. So if you can look at him and find out, for you, this is about a learned experience. And the more you get frustrated with him, the more he's going to come up in your space. So I would say turn it around, find something to appreciate about this guy. I don't care if it's even just his shoes, you know, maybe he's got a great hair. I don't know. Find something to appreciate this guy about this guy and just remind yourself, hey, he's got great shoes. That dude's got great shoes. Or that dude did some project well. Or whatever it is that you can find to appreciate. Because what we want you to do is we want you to turn the energy, flip the energy around. So that he doesn't annoy you, that you're looking at him in a different way, two things will happen. Either you become friends or he will go away because it's your energy that's pulling him. It's your energy that pulls anybody into our space, and there's a gift and there's something to learn there. So that's what I've got to say about that.
That sounds good. I like it.
Well, that's our hour, Kristen.
Well, that is. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for
sure.
filling in. I may ask you again. Liz has another film festival she'll be doing in Wisconsin, so really greater Chicago area, later on this month. So I'll probably need you to fill in at least one date as well,
sure.
if you're available. But anyway, thank you for people calling in and listening and in the chat room. I know I tend to not really pay attention to the chat room, but, you know, you do what you can. But anyway, we are back on Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And Liz should be back on. Anna, if you want to join us, you know, anytime, you're more than welcome to. And
I really
appreciate you coming in and sharing your wisdom and being able to catch up. I'll probably call you right after the show. So just so you'll know. And anyway, if you guys do need to reach us, loablend@gmail.com is our email. Again, loablend@gmail.com. And our final tagline today is, I don't know, Anna, why don't you do your tagline? I like your tagline.
Okay. Life. Like, what's my tagline? Holy cow. No. Life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. We will talk with you soon. Bye.
Bye.